Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward at 6:30 here on a Friday morning. The Kansas Republican Party's chairman has dropped out of the Secretary of State's race.
Kelly Arnold announced Thursday he has ended his campaign for the GOP nomination so that he can, quote, fully focus on electing fellow Republicans to office this year. Arnold has been the party's state chairman since 2013 and has also served as Sedgwick County Clerk since 2009. Incumbent Secretary of State Chris Kobach is seeking the GOP nomination for governor. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Police say a teenage gang member was arrested Tuesday in northeast Wichita after the Violent Crimes Community Response Team used a search warrant. Officer Charlie Davidson says this occurred at the home of a teenage boy and a 19-year-old man, both gang members, in the 1900 block of North Ash.
Upon executing the warrant, the 17-year-old male was arrested and booked into the juvenile detention center for possession of marijuana with the intent to distribute, possession of drug paraphernalia, and criminal possession of a firearm.
During the search, officers located marijuana packaging materials, cash, a handgun, and ammunition. Ed Pavey is retiring after 49 years in law enforcement, the last 28, as director of the Kansas Law Enforcement Training Center near Yoder. KNSS News asked Pavey about training officers to deal with violent people, some of whom have mental challenges.
We train that in basic training. It's called special populations, and we train crisis intervention team training, which teaches de-escalation skills, verbal, and we also visit with people that have suffered from mental illness to get their perspective. And but we not only deal with that topic of mental illness, we deal with autism, we deal with the elderly. There's a whole special population that law enforcement typically comes in contact with.
Ed Pavey is our guest this weekend on Issues 2018, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
An innovative online tool created and launched by Kansas labor and commerce officials aims at getting Kansans to work in the highest paying and most in-demand jobs. Kansas Governor Jeff Collier.
The CareerNav website will provide real-time access to the latest job information, both locally and statewide. In Kansas right now, we have over 50,000 open jobs. And in our situation, we have jobs looking for people. And the Kansas Career Navigator are going to help match those jobs with qualified Kansas workers.
Statewide, the top three high demand, wage jobs include wholesale and manufacturing sales representatives, registered nurses, and tractor-trailer truck drivers. For more information, you can go to the site at kscareernav.gov.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars in theme park tickets and valuable audio and video equipment have been stolen from a youth farming group in California.
Thieves have made off with 8,000 Disneyland tickets when they stole a box trailer from a youth agricultural education organization in Galt, California, south of Sacramento. The trailer was also loaded with audio and visual equipment for use at the group's upcoming annual leadership conference in Anaheim.
It's a horrible thing, but we're going to make sure that the students have a quality experience at this conference, and we're not going to let one little thing keep them from having that.
Matt Patton with the California chapter of the Future Farmers of America, who adds Disneyland has canceled the tickets and is working to print new ones for the 6,500 students attending the conference. Lisa Lacera, Fox News.
Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Some clouds are starting to move in from the west as we start the day. That's a sign that a storm system is moving in this weekend, and this time around it will come in the form of rain instead of snow. Partly cloudy and breezy, our high this afternoon 64. Showers increase late tonight and overnight down to 45, and off and on rain during the day Saturday with a high a cool 52. Sunday, 59. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, calm, and 38 degrees. 6:34 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. A Maryland man is facing trial on animal cruelty charges after 33 chihuahuas were found last fall in his SUV. The Washington Post reported the dogs were in various states of health. Court records said 18 dogs appeared to be starving or malnourished.
Oh, no.
Three were pregnant. One had to be euthanized. Its stomach contained uncooked rice, plant material, and tin foil.
Poor doggies.
An animal control investigator says it ate anything it could find.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Dog's owner disputed the charges, saying they were in the vehicle because he had been evicted and was taking them to a new home.
Oh, come on now.
33 chihuahuas in one car.
That's not good.
Nope. Three members of the Tennessee Air National Guard have been punished for a viral video that showed a guardsman used a dinosaur hand puppet while reciting her reenlistment oath. The Knoxville News Sentinel cites a statement from Major General Terry Haston that says the unidentified colonel who led the ceremony was demoted and forced to retire. Puppet-wielding Master Sergeant Robin Brown has been removed from her position with the Tennessee Joint Public Affairs Office. Haston said an unidentified senior non-commissioned officer who recorded the ceremony was reprimanded and removed from his position as a unit first sergeant. The adjutant general said, "Not taking this oath solemnly and with the utmost respect is firmly against the traditions and sanctity of our military family and will not be tolerated." Man, they dropped the house on these people. They really did. They didn't think that was funny at all. I don't know what my son's thoughts would be on that. He's retired Air Force, but I'll tell you what, we were so privileged, my wife and I, when Scott was promoted to captain. It was in Florida at the time. I think it was in Florida. We were so privileged and proud to be there as parents.
Well, sure.
It was a very solemn, not solemn, but a very serious occasion.
Right.
And that's the way we treated it. That's the way, at least we thought it should be treated. No hand puppets at all.
Well. These birds must have thought, they probably got together one night and thought that'd be a hoot.
Yeah, we'll
Let's post this online.
We'll post this online. It'll be really funny.
Well, it didn't go over very well.
Wasn't that funny to the general?
No.
Yeah.
No.
The general thought that was not amusing at all. Here's one for you. An Indiana man faces charges for leaving a loaded gun in the car with his family as he shopped. After his three-year-old daughter accidentally shot her mother, Shanique Thomas, the woman who was shot, told police she was unaware that Menzo Brazier was carrying his weapon when they left their residence in Michigan City, Indiana. They brought along their children, three-year-old and one-year-old. The Merrillville, Indiana Police Department said Thomas is 7 weeks pregnant, told police she was feeling ill, so she decided to stay in the car, which was parked in a lot with the children while Brazier went shopping. So she's in the car. Brazier left the loaded Glock 19 9mm handgun between the center armrest and the front passenger seat. His three-year-old daughter got hold of it, and Thomas told police she heard a loud pop like a balloon.
Oh, gosh.
Then she realized the blood she saw was coming from her own body.
Oh, my gosh.
Bullet went through the driver's seat where she was sitting, struck her in the back. So apparently the force, you know, that held down the force a little bit. Her injuries don't appear to be life-threatening. But there she was sitting in the front seat, and all of a sudden her three-year-old shoots her in the back. Well,
could have died.
There's just, you got to be responsible with these things. You know, there's a little round thing at the end there, and a projectile comes through it. Did you know that? That's just like some people. There's some people. I'm sorry, but there's some people who shouldn't have a gun. There's just no.
And that includes anybody who would leave one in a
car
with a three-year-old,
three-year-old, and one-year-old.
Yeah.
What could happen? I don't know. 6:38, Steve and Ted. And it's time for our commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Now, trading was mostly negative Thursday for live cattle and feeder cattle futures as they made new lows for the week and closed with large triple-digit losses. profit-taking. That right selling pulled the futures down. We saw cash cattle trade at 121 in Texas yesterday and 122 in Kansas. Lean hog futures started higher but closed negative yesterday. And today at 2 o'clock in the afternoon is the cattle on feed report. On feed estimate, 107.7% of a year ago. Placements, 91.3%. And marketing's 95.8%. Last year's placements were the largest since 1996. On the close yesterday, June cattle, $2.27 lower at 103 even. May feeders down 225 at 138.42. And June lean hogs, 45 cents lower at 78.07. Now, for the second straight session, Kansas City wheat futures was the leader to higher trading and closes. The corn and the soybeans were negative, led lower by the soybeans. And we saw the wheat market, corn and soybeans overnight all trading on the negative side as they are currently. July KC wheat down 8.5 cents at 506. July corn down 2.25 at 388.75. July soybeans trading 7 lower at 1042. May crude oil this morning, 48 cents lower at 67.81. June gold, $4.90 lower at 1343.90. The June S&P, June S&P, 1.5 points higher at 26.94.75. June dollar index, 16 cents higher at 89.86. And June Dow Jones futures, 8 points lower, trading at 24,629. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Yeah, struggling a little bit with those numbers today, aren't you?
I was out too late last night.
Is that right? Yeah, I know what you were doing. You're out there celebrating the fact that you think it's going to rain here sometime soon, right?
I hope that is true.
Have people all over Kansas in taverns saying, let's have a couple of drinks. It's going to rain, man. Let's celebrate.
That's right. I think we are going to see some, Steve. It's just not going to be as much as what we'd hoped for, but you never know. Sometimes we get surprised pleasantly.
No, I'm not that skeptical. I think we're going to have a nice rain. I think Saturday, tonight, and into Saturday, it's going to be very nice rain. But,
well,
you know, we'd probably take...
It's sure overdue if it is.
Probably take about 3 or 4 feet of rain to catch up, right?
Yeah, we could use several, you know, nice inch and a half soakers, you know, not one right after another, not too long between them.
I wonder what that would be like. You know, usually in Kansas, if we have rain, it's just like two drops fell on, you know, one town, or it comes in a deluge with 90-mile-an-hour wind and hail the size of softballs. You know, there's a middle ground. We got to find it, right?
That's exactly right. We can't find that, just a nice, gentle rain.
Well, if we find one, it's going to be fun. I can just put it that way.
Right.
All right. Thank you, sir. It's 641 now with Steve and Ted. Keep it here. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, on the way. Don is always a font of good information. Today, and this should be good, he's going to talk about how you deal with stress. Ooh. Don Grant coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.